The Mexican and U.S. governments have negotiated a new anti-narcotics aid package that would send over $1 billion in financial and military assistance to Mexico. The money is earmarked to fight Mexican drug cartels and drug trafficking between both countries. Critics of the plan converged today at the Mexican embassy in Washington, D.C. They're calling for an end to the U.S. bankrolling of the Mexican military. Catherine Jarmel reports from the U.S. Capitol.
President Bush and Mexican President Felipe Calderón agreed on a new anti-narcotics aid package that will send over $1 billion to Calderón's government to fight drug production in Mexico. The two administrations have been discussing this package since March. Bush included $500 million of initial funding for the initiative in the Iraq supplemental funding request sent to Congress last week. The Merida initiative has been called Plan Mexico by critics. This name likens it to Plan Colombia, the anti-narcotics aid package that has cost the United States more than $5 billion over the past 7 years. Critics who oppose the initiative met today at the Mexican embassy, asking for an end to human rights abuses by the Mexican government. This group called for a new investigation into the death of Brad Will, a social justice activist and indie media videographer who was killed while filming the teacher's strike in Oaxaca. Although Will's final footage contains images of men shooting at him, a document leaked this week from the Office of Mexico's Attorney General of the Republic implied that the gunmen in Will's footage were not responsible for his death. The as-of-yet-unsubstantiated report says the shots that killed Will were fired at a closer range. Harry Bubbins is an organizer for a group called Friends of Brad. Bubbins says he opposes the aid to Mexico because it will fund police violence in the region.
Well, it's been a year since Brad Will was murdered in Oaxaca, Mexico, and now the Bush administration has floated a $1.5 billion Plan Mexico, which would arm with helicopters, military vehicles, and greater surveillance capabilities the very same Mexican military and police that are responsible for his murder.
Sanjo Tree, a fellow at the Institute for Policy Studies, describes how the Merida Initiative and other counter-narcotics programs failed to affect the power of the drug cartels.
We can't hope to win a war on drugs when our policies see to it that only the most efficient operations survive. And not only do they survive, but they thrive because we've done two things unintentionally to help them. Number one, we've eliminated their competition for them. We've picked off the inefficient drug traffickers, the clumsy ones. And number two, we've artificially tried to constrict the supply of drugs available on the streets while the demand remains the same, thereby driving up drug prices and drug profits for the cartels.
State Department spokesman Rob McInturf says the initiative is being worked on, but technological improvements and focused planning will make the initiative successful.
This is going to target the big cartels. It's going to target the small cartels. It's going to target everybody. There are criticisms out there, and I think the people that are working out the details of this are keenly aware of the criticisms and are looking to focus the resources as much as they can on a broad swath to get the big and the small, try to make the region safer for both sides.
While addressing the Mexican Congress on Tuesday, Mexico's Attorney General Eduardo Medina Mora says Mexico needs the U.S. to focus on helping end drug trafficking by targeting American citizens who aid trafficking by assisting with border arms sales, the transport of drug manufacturing chemicals, and money laundering. The House Committee on Foreign Affairs will host a hearing this month to discuss the Merida Initiative. For Free Speech Radio News, this is Catherine Jarmel in Washington, D.C.